no wonder they decide. This is not going to break out. This is not all things. I don't want one limited piece of business. You still have lots, you still have people, we still have a lot of problems. This is a step forward, and I'm prepared to take it. But I think a conscious effort to resist forces will be. When you get Joe Alton playing, about the heroin situation,
turning point in history,
and the turning point in history, and let me, 2 decades out from history, you can begin to
build a company like that with. But the only thing is, though, if you get a test ban agreement, which is important, and if he says that he wants to go to the summit, then if he does, McMillan will be saying, well, and this becomes the price agreement, then obviously you have to go to the, you have to go not to a summit, but to a meeting. And the summit's a terrible word. We have to go to a meeting. It's not a good atmosphere. Khrushchev has this very belligerent personality, which expresses itself, I'm sure, particularly when there's two of us present, so that he's showing off to everybody. So that, he likes to intimidate McMillan. So McMillan's pretty good. But McMillan would be dying to go, and the Khrushchev may be dying to go, and it may be necessary to go. Then we just have to decide how we arrange it so it doesn't use. You really have to get the goal there then, almost. I agree with you, but I don't know if that may come just to get this agreement. Then it's not so bad, of course, if we're going to sign a definite agreement. On the other hand, that agreement may blow up 6 months later by the Chinese doing it, or the French not going along, so you have to have some understanding about what the French are going to do before you win, I guess.
Sure, and the Russians, I think...
What about Camp David? That was a disaster, too.
Well, it was a disaster because I said one thing, to take it very seriously, and we have the other brother.
Berlin, is that normal?
And that really,
I think that was right. I mean, except that's the way they choose. It's like, supposedly are the dean saying something to them. They just, of course it's abnormal. That doesn't mean you accept their solution. But I know that I think they thought they were leading into something. I got over what they really wanted, thought they were going to get out of it. But they made it so that I want to change the name Camp David.
Actually, that's the wrong part. I think there's been a diminishing impact of those things. I think merely, I think it's as dangerous as what it is.
We get it very well projected. It's just how far forward you think you can come and how much further we got to go.
Excision 1. 1 minute, 30 seconds excised.
All right, well, listen now, we'll meet tomorrow on temporary. And you are to see if you can prove the any other than awesome.
I've got a copy now, but I want to go get it.
Al Wells.
Al Wells is the ambassador's private secretary.